From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Did you see that amazing moment last night in men's swimming, that fingertip win by the Americans? Or maybe you tuned in for the opening ceremony. Oh, my gosh. Well, if you did on Friday night, you were joined by more than 34 million other people. That's the biggest viewing number ever for an Olympics opening ceremony. And it's just the beginning of two long weeks. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here now. And Janet, NBC paid a lot of money to have the exclusive rights to air the Olympics, almost $900 million. Is it getting the viewers it had hoped for?
Well, so far, Madeline, it is. I mean, advertisers have got to be very happy with the opening ceremonies. In the first 2 days, it brought in an average of 29.1 million viewers. That's the most highly rated broadcast of summer games outside the U.S. since 1976. And as you mentioned, the games have had a level of excitement this year, obviously because of swimmer Michael Phelps and the team. They've continued to drive ratings, and swimming is airing in prime time on purpose. But at the same time, NBC might be experiencing a bit of a backlash because the network did hold the opening ceremonies. It aired them in some cases 12 hours later than they actually happened. And many people ended up watching parts of the ceremony on Chinese sites or German broadcast sites. And in general, people are angry that they can't have access to the content they want when they want it. I mean, that's something we're not really used to in this internet age.
And, you know, some of those videos you mentioned of the opening ceremonies, they ended up on YouTube until they were removed. Does that hurt NBC's TV ratings to have the content online first?
Well, there's been some talk among advertisers that that's not a good thing. I mean, if people watch it online first, they might not want to tune in later on television. But also, there are those who argue that it's actually improved ratings because it's been creating chatter and buzz. And there's some evidence that the two mediums do help each other out. NBCOlympics.com registered 70 million page views on Friday, its heaviest traffic ever. I spoke to Jeff Jarvis about this. He's a journalism professor at the City University of New York. He says NBC's ratings would get even better if it would put content online before it broadcasted on TV.
Ratings matter on television. The advertising revenue matters there. But they would have had a much larger audience, more excited, more ready to pass around the word of the opening ceremonies and the sports if we could watch it at our convenience. Why would you inconvenience the audience? That just on its face makes no sense.
All right, so 900 million or nearly 900 million, is the expense of it worth it for NBC?
Well, Jarvis says yes, if those ratings hold, but that's a big if. I mean, a lot of things could happen to dampen viewership before the end of these games. There could be backlash, as we talked about. There's also the political factor to the games. And then the controversy surrounding the sports, people could become disillusioned because of doping scandals or other questions.
We'll have to see. All right. So far, so good, though. I find them really, really exciting. Thank you, Janet. That's Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.